You know, it happens every maybe 5 years or so. There's HBO has a show that is going off the air and it becomes a big deal. Whatever that show might be, it was a big deal when The Sopranos left. That was over 10 years ago. Every once in a while, one of their iconic shows vanishes and the final season becomes a big thing. In Game of Thrones, it's their turn to get off the stage. And it's Sunday night is the beginning of the end. The first of, was it 7 episodes? Something like that. 7 or 8 episodes this season and that's it.
Yeah, the 8th and final season begins. And I think it is just 7 or 8 episodes. But the audience, I mean, it's a steamroller. It has been growing. Just check this out over the first 7 seasons. Started with 9 million viewers to 11, to 14, to 19, 20, 25 million in season 6. 32 million viewers in season 7 and expecting more beginning Sunday. Over the course of the 8 seasons, they've filmed in 10 countries. Which one do you think mostly, John?
I thought you said it was it Greenland? Was that where they shot the whole thing?
Or Northern Ireland, for the most part. Northern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, Morocco, Malta, Spain, Croatia, Iceland.
Iceland, that's what I thought.
The United States, Canada, and Scotland. They said over 1,300 shields have been created. 52,000 bags of paper snow. I guess if winter is coming, you got to have a lot of snow. 52,000 bags of paper snow. 163 tons of propane. 4,000 gallons of artificial blood. And think about this. Somebody's got to make all these candles, you know, because everything is candlelit. You think about some of those sets and stuff that they build for the sets.
They didn't have lights back in the days of dragons and stuff, so it's all candle.
Almost 21,000 candles, 25 miles of rope. And then they go on to say that, like, just there's more than 1,000 miles of cable and 120 semi-truck loads of reclaimed beams and warehouse barns from all over Europe. Imagine building those sets. Those are beams and construction.
Every time I see stuff, I don't know when I see castles and buildings. I don't know if those are CGI, if those really exist.
Exactly.
Or if they're just computer generated.
To get all those people around all over those 10 locations, the countries where they filmed this, throughout the filming of the first 7 seasons, almost 20,000 travel documents were issued. Almost 69,000 hotel rooms were booked and 1,800 call sheets for cast and crew from around the world.
Well, I assume every time you see one of those battle scenes where it looks like there's 1,000 guys in there, that's CGI.
Some of it. Yeah, I mean, they get maybe the peripheral stuff is all CGI'd probably. They say but here's where it meets, where the hardware comes in. The first 7 seasons of Game of Thrones, 132 Emmy nominations, 47 wins, 7 Golden Globe nominations, and 1 win. They say that season 8, the most expensive to film, roughly about $15 million per episode, and members were paid about $500,000. Main cast members paid about $500,000 per episode. But what you want to really know is how many people have been killed over the first 7 seasons, John. Take a guess. They have quantified how many people have died in the first 7 seasons.
Yeah, there's competing numbers on this. Because there was one that there's a website that had it in the tens of thousands. But I think they're like assuming those aren't people that you saw die. They're assuming all these people who died in these battles that they've had.
Uh-huh.
But then there's one that I think is more legitimate that actually counted on-screen deaths, and that's over 1,000, I believe, right?
They say, according to the unofficial fan count, it's 174,373 individuals have been killed in the first 7 seasons.
Right, but you didn't, like, see all those. They're guessing that, like, if those battles really went down the way that they went down, then all those people would have died.
And one other claim says there have only been 5 episodes in the first 7 seasons, 5 episodes total, where nobody dies on screen.
I don't remember seeing any episode where no one died.
That's hard to think of.
But I think there is a counter. Someone did do the the total number of actual on-screen deaths, like people that you saw die. And supposedly it is just over a thousand people. You saw 1,000 people die on screen in these 7 seasons that we've seen so far.
In a various way of doing it too. I mean, a wide array of doing of killings.
Yeah. Well, usually the head comes off. That's usually
the peeling the skin off the stuff is that's one of the worst ones I've seen.